On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, legendary rocker and seller of 30 million albums plus, Richard Marks.
We open up the mixed mailbag on dating.
And we talked about a spooky romantic news story that Belinda missed.
The Big Breakfast catch-up is brought to you by the great gas deals at Alinta Energy. Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
He sold over 30 million albums and written 50 hits for himself and other people. In the music industry. His name is Richard Marks. He's coming to Perth. The boy from Illinois is going to be here at the Astor November 22. Can't wait to see you, bud.
I can't wait.
Now, Richard, I've always thought that musicians who can write a good love ballad are under more pressure to write love songs for girlfriends, or it's expected of them at least. How many songs have you actually penned for a particular person?
Wow, I don't think I've ever been asked that question before, and you're absolutely right in that, especially when you've written famous love songs, the pressure mounts. There is a certain level of expectation, I think. And the answer is that that's always been my muse. You know, I started writing songs in high school for girls to try to get their attention.
Yeah.
You know, help me out. And I've written songs for several women in my life. And now, of course, my main muse is my wife, Daisy. And I've written 7 or 8 songs, you know, that are just about different aspects of our relationship and different things that I'd love to, that I wanted to communicate to her. I'm like every other guy in that I can't say those things.
Ah, no.
I can write them in lyrics, but yeah. I could never just, say that. You look like an idiot.
You don't want the eye contact. Hey, mate, the numbers are incredible. I don't know if you ever spend much time looking at them, but the 50 top 40 hits, 14 number ones. What's going on? Are you in competition with that master songwriter, Diane Warren? Is it a contest between you two?
I would lose in a heartbeat. You know, Diane has just had such an incredible career, and we actually met around the same time we were both starting out, and I run into her from time to time. She's had an incredible career. You know, the one thing I'm extra grateful for is that I've had two careers. I've had and continue to have a career as a songwriter for other people and writing songs with other artists, for other artists, producing other artists. It's never boring. And then there's the career as the performer and the recording artist that is a totally separate animal. So I'm a very lucky guy. You know, I've never had time to get bored, that's for sure.
And, mate, one of the wonderful things about a long and successful career like yours is that you're given permission to have fun without it diminishing what you've done, your body of work. And we see you here on some ads for hotels combined, and they're very funny. And I'm thinking about like people like Michael Bolton with the Valentine's Day special. Do you enjoy doing things like that? Is there a cheeky, I can tell you got a great sense of humor, but a cheeky, naughty side to you as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd like to say that there always has been, and that would be true, but it is really very much along the lines of what you were, the premise of your question. The older you get and the more experience you have, the more longevity you have, I think that really does feed into a sense of, I just want to have fun. I just want to enjoy whatever I'm doing. And when these opportunities come around, like the Hotels Combined, or, you know, I did a rap battle against Kenny G.
That's great.
And I lost. I'm the guy who lost a rap battle to Kenny G.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here, mate. No doubt you get to catch up with your old mate, John Farnham, one of the most famous musicians to ever come out of this country.
And one of the most talented ever to sing a note. It's going to be really fun. I can't wait to play those winery shows. And as soon as that came up, the rest of my tour, my own, solo tour around it, fell into place, and here I come again. I get to come back to this place that I absolutely love to visit. My wife, had never been to Australia until my last tour there a couple of years ago, so she's now in love with it.
Yeah,
and we're just going to come and have a blast and hang out, and I can't wait.
Look out! Here come Richard and Daisy. It's going to be a good time. We look forward to seeing you, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
And it's a bit different today. We've sort of delved into the pretty much the mixed mailbag.
Well, we have, because Pippa from Leeming got in touch and said, "Hey guys, my sister was on a date with this guy.
Yep.
Not only did he split the dinner bill when he had asked her out for dinner, but he asked her for a receipt for her half of the dinner so he could claim it on his business tax.
Right.
So, A, is this cool? And B, should they go on a second date?
And we don't know how the new dating game works.
No.
Because, you know.
Well, we're out of it.
Times have changed.
Yeah, we're not doing that many dates ourselves. So, Tanya has given us a call from Ellenbrook. Tanya, what do you reckon? I mean, should this girl be going on another date with him?
I wouldn't think so, no.
No.
I tend to agree with you, Kimber. I think whoever does the asking probably should do the paying, especially on the first date. But the fact that he asked for the receipt is just appalling, I think. There'd be no second date.
Tanya, the boys thought that that was fiscally responsible, that it indicated that this is a man you could rely on in the future because he takes his business matters quite seriously. Do you see the positive there?
Not really, no. I agree with you. That's something that you can find out a bit further down the track.
What if he looked dreamily into your eyes, Tanya, and you think he's going to ask you something very special? Could I have the receipt, please, so I can claim it on my tax?
Yeah, that's just a no. I don't know, but I am a bit ancient and I'm probably getting, not really up with the modern dating game.
There's nothing wrong with traditional dating.
No, there's not. No. Appreciate your opinion.
He says he could be from 50 Shades of Grey. He might buy her a car.
Yes.
Never know. He's got some coin. Thanks, Tanya. We appreciate your call.
Let's go to Carolina in Clarkson. What do you think?
I'm not sure if my opinions are useful because I have a certain opinion of the previous call.
Yeah.
But I'm quite old school with that sort of stuff as well. Even though probably was dating, doing this online dating 5 years ago, but still, I think that whoever invites should pay because for me it's all about the first impression. Like you can leave a split billing for later down the track. You get to know the person. But I think the first impression is quite important because it just makes you wonder what else the person's going to be a bit stingy on.
So if you were a bit 50-50 with someone like that and then they did that, would that be a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, it will definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be a worry if the second date was at the movies, Carolina, and he wanted money for popcorn, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Like when someone asks you out like that and like on a date manner, I wouldn't want to worry of how much is to be spent or, having to count my pennies because I have to split the bill and stuff like that. And with the receipt thing, I think he's being a bit cheeky there.
Mm.
Yeah. It's not a tax write-off, mate. It was meant to be a sweet dinner because you asked me out. Thanks for making this a business transaction.
Yeah. I'm quite honest with my facial expression and I'll just probably pull a face. I'll be like,
give him the face.
So, thanks, Carolina.
I'll give it to him and whatever, but no second date for me there.
Oh, I think he's quite shrewd.
Well, don't know.
Let's go to Pearsall. G'day, Kate. What do you think about this situation with the guy splitting the bill on the first date?
Oh, yeah. Morning, guys, and thanks for a great show.
Thank you.
I think she needs to bin this guy before he ends up in jail because I'm not a tax expert, but isn't that tax fraud?
Well, probably, because it's not really a business dinner or lunch, is it?
And he didn't actually pay that bit, did he?
No, he didn't.
It is fraud, yeah.
No.
Subtle.
So get rid of him before he goes to jail.
Yeah, so we've got Matthias Cormann on the line.
Well, Kate, it's funny because the update we got from Pippa is that she said her sister has agreed to go on another date.
Oh.
He's already warned her that the bill will be split again, but he can't claim alcohol.
Oh, no.
Definite bin.
He's outsky.
She's going on a second date. Maybe times are tough in the dating world. Maybe we can't be this dismissive.
No.
This guy's getting no date without Kate. There you go. Thanks, Kate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, bye.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zee, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
Now, how's this for a story? We've all, I guess, walked through the Australian bush at some point.
Yeah.
And you are often struck by a very strange feeling and energy. It can be quite scary and quite overwhelming and profound. I've certainly felt that walking through the Australian bush, particularly if you're on your own.
Or at Hanging Rock.
Yes, yeah. Well, this English woman, Amethyst Realm. I don't know if that sounds made up.
Interesting name, isn't it?
I think that might be made up. Anyway, she felt that energy But she decided that it was a ghost.
Right. Right.
And that it was to be her new lover.
Right.
So they've started what I can only assume is a long-distance relationship. Oh, thank God for Skype.
How did Belinda miss this one?
And it turns out that Amethyst she's been with 15 ghosts in a sexual relationship.
Right.
Okay. And indeed, broke up with her fiancé. She was betrothed to another, to a mortal human male.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. What was she thinking?
He caught her in bed with a ghost.
Oh, well, he was a bit too tangible, this bloke, wasn't he?
He was, right. Yeah. So they broke up, and since then, she's been with many different ghosts.
Right. She's doing all right.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not a judgment call, by the way.
No, but because I'm like 15 different ghosts. Like that's more lovers than a lot of people find in real life.
Well, it's
like,
a lot of sweating beneath the sheets.
It is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Where is she meeting these guys?
Well, in a statement, she did have to say, "I date dead people."
Yeah.
How weird, man.
There's a whole online community.
Like Tinder. Yeah, it's called Casper. That's where you pick them up.
Oh.
Do you know what, though? I'm not going to judge her.
She feels good, and they're looking at a long-term relationship. She believes that you can have a ghost pregnancy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
can, but they don't end well.
Well, no, she says that if you've got the right mind and heart and spirit, you can take it to full term.
Okay. I won't judge her because I'm going to say if Patrick Swayze had have arrived in his heyday, I might have given it a go.
You reckon you would have had a crack?
Yeah,
I mean,
you've never been into pottery, though.
I'm not into pottery, but he could teach me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm open to learning.
And if he's sitting behind you and you're Demi Moore.
Oh, good on her, you know.
Yeah, there'll be lots of little sheets popping up around their place, aren't
there? Yeah, the pitter-patter of tiny chains and sheets.
Oh, how far can we look,
Amethyst?
Very good.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
I love that name.
Amethyst Realms.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Yeah, and look, now that food has replaced sex in my life,
yeah,
I can't even get into my own pants.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was brought to you by the great gas deals at Alinta Energy.